The next step is demolishing the old Q Bridge and building a second parallel bridge. So when it's done, $2 billion later, the improvement in traffic will come when each new bridge carries traffic going in just one direction. Standing on the old Q Bridge, Malloy celebrated this latest step in the construction process, but offered one criticism.
I think, I will say this, that I would have done it somewhat differently.
The governor said Connecticut has had a habit of drawing out contracts over a long period of time to spread expenses over different years.
Sometimes that worked to our benefit. Sometimes, and more often than not, it did not, because what you tended to see in most environments since the Second World War was construction inflation eat any savings that were garnered by spreading projects out over longer periods of time.
The Q Bridge section of I-95 is one of the most heavily traveled areas of the Northeast Corridor between New York and Boston, with 120,000 vehicles crossing daily. 87% of this project is federally funded. It's expected to be completed in 2016. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.